This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russia is pouring more troops into the fight for eastern Ukraine, heavily bombing the strategic city of Mariupol, where what are believed to be the last Ukrainian fighters in that area are still holding on, say officials. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Deputy Prime Minister Irina Vereshchuk said there was a preliminary agreement to allow women, children and the elderly to leave Mariupol from the west. The southeastern city continues to be pounded by Russian bombs, which flattened a sprawling steel plant believed to be the defenders' last holdout. Russian military strikes also hit a hospital where hundreds were staying. I'm Karen Shamas.
There is some confusion about whether you have to wear a mask when you travel. A federal judge has tossed a national mask mandate in public transportation, but that means the rules now vary depending upon where you are. The AP's Jennifer King.
The CDC had extended the mask mandate until May 3rd, but the court ruling put that decision on hold. Justice Department spokesman Anthony Coley says officials still believe the mask order was a valid exercise of the authority Congress has given the agency to protect public health. During a visit to New Hampshire, President Biden spoke in favor of flexibility.
That's up to them.
But those traveling on Air Force One Tuesday were required to wear masks, with the White House citing CDC guidance. Jennifer King, Washington.
Major airlines, though, in some big city airports are dumping the mask requirement. A judge in Britain has approved sending Julian Assange to the U.S. to face spying charges. The case will now go to Britain's Interior Minister for a decision. Assange is wanted on charges related to WikiLeaks' publication of classified documents more than a decade ago. Netflix is considering some changes after an unexpectedly sharp drop in subscribers. Under consideration, minimizing password sharing. This is AP News. News from Moderna about COVID boosters.
Moderna hopes to offer updated COVID boosters in the fall that combine its original vaccine with protection against the Omicron variant. Current vaccines are all based on the original coronavirus, but it continues to mutate with the super contagious Omicron variant and its siblings like BA2. Before the latest threat came along, Moderna was studying a combination shot that added protection against an earlier variant named Beta. The company says people given that produced more antibodies capable of fighting several variants, including Omicron, than regular booster triggers. While the antibody increase was modest, Moderna's goal is to produce a combo shot that specifically targets Omicron. While the data hasn't been vetted by independent experts, the company says these results really give us hope the next step will work even better. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.